Breitbart News, the alt-right website run by Trump supporter and former top advisor Steve Bannon, had this headline after yesterday's extraordinary speech from George W. Bush. Bush dynasty's firstborn emerges to bash Trump, a not-too-subtle dig at the former president. Now, most historians agree yesterday marked an extraordinary moment, but what does it mean? Both George W. Bush and Barack Obama broke with tradition and, without mentioning the sitting president by name, took him on. Here's President Bush in New York.
We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty. At times, it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. Argument turns too easily into animosity. Disagreement escalates into dehumanization.
And former President Obama in Virginia.
We've got folks who are deliberately trying to make folks angry, to demonize people who have different ideas, to get the base all riled up because it provides a short-term tactical advantage.
Douglas Brinkley is a professor of American history at Rice University and the author of a number of books on the American presidency. We wanted to get his opinion. Doug, your thoughts. Put this in historical context. How unusual is it to see former presidents issuing such a rebuke to the man in the Oval Office?
Well, it's very rare, very unusual. But after all, Donald Trump has been maligning Barack Obama all year long, saying that former President Obama had wiretapped him at Trump Tower, claiming that he didn't talk to Gold Star families. One could go on and on. He constantly tries to use President Obama as sort of his whipping child, a way to generate base support by being anti-Obama. So one can't be surprised that President Obama went on the campaign trail in New Jersey and Virginia and gave really powerful speeches. You can see why he was elected two times. He's a great orator. I was more surprised that George W. Bush willing to come out with such an eloquent and powerful speech, a real profiles and courage moment. And I think in that case, because he is a Republican and he's attacking a Republican president, it was very potent.
Well, to your points that you just made, you could say that President Trump has used both men to climb into office. He, as you said, used Barack Obama going back to the birtherism, but then also bashed the Bush brother Jeb on the campaign trail, took aim at the war in Iraq. But what does this tell you about the Republican Party? Stephen Collinson writes for CNN.com that, in fact, for Trump supporters and maybe the president himself, the reappearances of Obama and Bush on Thursday may have seemed less like a rebuke than a validation. After all, what better endorsement could there be of an anti-establishment campaign targeting Washington elites than running afoul of the two previous presidents?
Yes, but you could also connect the John McCain speech of this week into the conversation and then say, look, McCain and George W. Bush now are going after Donald Trump, and it tells us there's a civil war going on with the Republican Party for its heart and soul in 2018. This is about politics to a degree, and George W. Bush disdains xenophobia, bigotry, nativism. You know, remember when he was a governor of Texas, he was very kind of progressive on border issues with Mexico. As president, he gave so much American aid money to Africa to combat the AIDS epidemic. He has said that the one thing he can't stand is racism. And so he felt he had to come out, and now's the right time. I think George W. Bush and Obama wanted to give Trump a 6-month honeymoon in some ways, try to stay out of the way. But some of the things that have been happening with Donald Trump's Twitter and public pronouncements, they've been very galling, and it's kind of made everybody stand up and speak truth to power.
In fact, let's listen to just a few seconds when President Bush made the distinction between nationalism and nativism.
We've seen nationalism distorted into nativism. We've forgotten the dynamism that immigration has always brought to America. We see a fading confidence in the value of free markets and international trade, forgetting that conflict, instability, and poverty follow in the wake of protectionism.
Douglas Brinkley, only got a couple seconds here, but he just threw down that gauntlet.
He threw down the gauntlet, and he can no longer stay out of the public fray. He has now entered American political life. As ex-president, he wanted to work on Wounded Warriors and the Bush Institute, but now he's part of the political news cycle.
Presidential historian Douglas Brinkley, thank you.